David Poole is with us. He is Director of Legislative Affairs for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation Southern Bureau. And this is a pertinent topic in this area for sure, because Baton Rouge is right at the top when it comes to HIV and AIDS. And let's start with the distinction between those two, David. There is a significant distinction.
Sure, Jim. HIV is actually the infection, the virus that causes the disease, and AIDS is an acronym that represents a collection of symptomology or diagnostics that then indicate the disease has progressed. And in this day and age, there really is no reason for AIDS, because we have very effective treatments that prevent people with HIV from ever progressing to AIDS.
And in Baton Rouge, we're very high on both lists.
Exactly. So there are estimated 5,000 people living in Baton Rouge with HIV disease, which would be the collective of everyone, both with HIV only and with AIDS. And the unfortunate aspect of what's going on with the epidemic in Baton Rouge is it's number two in the nation in terms of new infections diagnosed each year, which ties directly to another unfortunate statistic, which is that 38% of those living with HIV in Baton Rouge don't know they're infected. So if you have 38% of a large population moving about in the community, doing what people do, then you have great potential for transmitting disease unknowingly.
Well, and there, just like the previous topic, there are ways to test this.
And there absolutely are, and we have rapid testing now that a result can be revealed in as less than 60 seconds. We have many organizations in the state of Louisiana and throughout the nation and in Baton Rouge that test, including the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And, of course, that is a huge component of the prevention program, is that we get as many people tested as possible, and then linking them to care and treatment and as quickly as possible is also important.
David Poole is with us. He is the director of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And unfortunately, for you, you've had some difficulty paying the bills. What's going on as far as funding for the services that your group provides?
Right. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is a global organization. We're in 39 countries and in 15 states in the U.S. So our size is often a misnomer to what is needed to be able to provide the services that we do, as we do here in a community like Baton Rouge. We came to Baton Rouge about 4 years ago and established our first clinic in the summer of 2013. One of the most important things that our organization and many not-for-profits that provide care and treatment for HIV receive is a special status called 340B. 340B is a drug discount program that's derived by receiving federal funding from another program called Ryan White. The bottom line and simplest way to explain it is this discount program allows organizations like ourselves and many others here in Baton Rouge and throughout the country to derive revenue to reinvest back in the community. We have unfortunately been defunded by the city parish. We received a contract in 2016, and we've been subsequently defunded and consequently will lose our 340B status and not be able to operate with the business model that has become the common business model among not-for-profits providing HIV services. And we feel like here in Baton Rouge, the problem is certainly large enough to have AHF at the table with the other organizations that have been here many, many years longer.
Your region also represents New Orleans, which, like Baton Rouge, is generally in the top three. The numbers usually float around between one and three, but the one, two, and three on almost every list I've seen over the last several years, Miami, Baton Rouge, New Orleans.
That's exactly right. And because of our experience throughout the world and in this country, we don't think people should focus on our size per se. I would say you should focus on the fact that we have the capacity and the experience. And if you were to look or talk to patients that have been served by us throughout the country and the world, they will tell you we provide excellent care. And so we feel like, again, the epidemic here in Baton Rouge is more than large enough to support multiple organizations, including ourselves. So we're simply asking of Mayor President Broom and the councilman persons to please keep us at the table, and that's our ask, to be honest.
I'm looking at some numbers, David Poole. African Americans continue to experience the most severe burden of HIV. Blacks represent approximately 13% of the U.S. population, but account for an estimated 44% of new HIV infections. So, and of course, we live in a state that has one-third of its population African American. But this is something that is largely ignored. The national media don't do a lot of stories on this.
Right. The epidemic is now 36 years old. It was first identified in 1981. And unfortunately, in our country particularly, it's not a disease, as you stated, it's in a high focus or has a high profile, especially in today's short news cycles. But the problem is we still have 1.2 million people living with HIV in the country. We at AHF feel like we have the experience to be able to help provide the solution to that disproportionate population that's impacted in the city parish here in Baton Rouge. And again, we only hope that we're allowed to do the things that we need to do and work with the local officials here to help stem the tide of this epidemic.
And you say 5,000 people in the Baton Rouge area are afflicted with HIV.
Are living with HIV, that is correct.
And it's no longer a death sentence.
It absolutely is not. I had the benefit of working for one of the pharmaceutical companies a few years ago that brought the first single tablet regimen to market back in the summer of 2006. So we have one pill once a day that has very few side effects that can actually keep HIV at bay so that you will live a normal life, absolutely normal life, as long as you're adherent to your medication.
And I know we're throwing some numbers around, but a startling one that you gave a few minutes ago, 38% of the people in Baton Rouge who have it don't know they have it, and of course they're probably engaging in activities that would be considered high risk. So what are the warning signs that somebody may have HIV?
Yeah, not only are the people not aware, but it's acute HIV infection that's the most transmittable. And an acute HIV infection looks a lot like having the flu. And so if someone were to be concerned that they actually have contracted HIV and they come down with symptoms of the flu, it is so incredibly simple to access our organization or any number of other medical organizations to get a simple test for HIV. If it's stigmatizing to that individual and they'd like to do it in the privacy of their own home, they can also access tests off the counter in just about any retail pharmacy.
877-217-5757 or in Baton Rouge, 297-5633. Kimberly in Mid-City. Good morning, Kimberly. You're on Talk Louisiana with David Poole. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning. Hey, Jim. Hey, David.
Good morning.
My name's Kimberly Hood, and I am the Chief Operations and Compliance Officer at Open Health Care Clinic and also HEART, the HIV-AIDS Alliance for Region 2. And we are a local provider of HIV testing and treatment. We have a facility here. And along with many other partners in the Baton Rouge area, we've been providing these services really since day one. HEART's been here in these communities for almost 20 years. And I just wanted to call and sort of respectfully take issue with the idea that somehow the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is the only solution to the HIV epidemic in Baton Rouge. And also that their funding situation is somehow the city's fault. In fact, they were funded in year one. They actually sued the local HIV agencies, my agency included, last year. They filed suit again over the funding and the funding decision made by the city. And the city is actually in a very good position to make decisions about which providers are going to provide the kind of quality, competent care for uninsured individuals. There's no issue getting great care for your HIV or any chronic disease in Baton Rouge if you're insured. What we're really talking about is taking care of the indigent, the folks who really need the healthcare services.
Well,
and
for those, Kimberly, who would like to take advantage of your services, what's the best way to find HEART?
The best way to find HEART, which is where you would go for testing, is you can look us up at haartinc.org or call 927-1299.
Well, you're going pretty fast there. That's
haartinc.org or call 225-927-1269. And then Open Health Care Clinic, which is a federally qualified health center located here in Mid-City next door to Baton Rouge General.
Okay.
It's 655-OHCC.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, Kimberly. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Call.
Appreciate it.
877-217-5757. Paul in Opelousas. Paul, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Jim. Always a great conversation. I just want to ask your guest, just inside the United States, is HIV AIDS growing, at bay, or retreating? And do you have any, I know the young lady alluded before, the new Health Care Act, how does it support treatment of HIV and AIDS? Thank you very much.
All right. Some good questions from Paul in Opelousas.
Yes, to answer the question, Paul, every community has a different profile in terms of HIV, so it's difficult to say whether or not we have it at bay. As I stated, we have amazing therapies, and quite frankly, if we could get everyone tested and on treatment, we could end this epidemic. But unfortunately, one of the biggest challenges with all healthcare issues, it doesn't make any difference what disease we're talking about, this involves human behavior. And getting everyone in to get them tested and then get them on treatment, which would absolutely end the epidemic, is the goal. That's what all of the organizations are striving for, including AHF. And I might go back and respond to Kim and make a quick comment. I don't believe if anyone listens to this program that I ever suggested that AHF believes we're a single solution to this problem. In fact, I use the metaphor, we just simply want to be at the table. There are a lot more details to what also Kimberly alluded to in terms of the litigation, which we don't have time to get into. But I will tell you, I spent 2 years not only reaching out to her executive director who wouldn't return my calls, but right, also tried to reach out to other members of the community to talk about us being at the table, not being the only people at
the table. All right. Well, the more the merrier, and it's an important thing, and especially so in this community. And I would suspect most people in Baton Rouge are unaware that despite the fact there's been this case for years, that this city is in the top three every year in measurements of HIV and AIDS.
Exactly. And so the bottom line here for us, and I think for this entire community, and that includes our entire country, there's more than enough of a challenge here for all of us to come together and work together. And as far as the AHCA, we agree, Paul. We're very concerned about things that could be eliminated, like the pre-existing condition clause and many other aspects. We're afraid we'll deal a blow to us, but the great thing is we have that Ryan White program as the big safety net program.
Question from a listener about which groups are most at risk.
Yeah, and I assume we're talking demographics in terms of racial, ethnic.
Well, or IV drug users.
Right. We've already established that African Americans and Latinos both are absolutely disproportionately impacted by this disease. And then if you go into behaviors, particularly IV drug use provides probably the most optimal method of transmission in terms of HIV.
But more and more women.
And then women absolutely have been disproportionately impacted. And again, I'm not sure we have time to get into why that is, but Jim is absolutely correct when he states that.
So there are ways to be tested, and it's a relatively simple test, isn't it?
It is a simple test. As I said, their rapid test as quick as 60 seconds, and their preventions. We all know about the oldest preventive method, which is condoms, but we also have pre-exposure prophylaxis, also known as PrEP. It's a single pill once a day that can actually be taken. If you consult with your physician, they can consider prescribing it.
David, what's the best way to find the Healthcare Foundation?
Yes, I think I'll give the website, Jim. It's ahf.org. That website will get you connected to any and all of our facilities nationwide, and you'll be able to get a phone number.
That's
there.
Ahf.org. Thank you, and appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you, Jim.